I have reached out and requested a meeting with the president of El Salvador, President Bukele. I have not heard back from him, but I have indicated that I would plan to travel to El Salvador later this week. If Kilmer is not returned to his family in Maryland, the Supreme Court, a 9-0 vote, has found that he was wrongfully abducted and illegally deported to this notorious prison in El Salvador, so he needs to come home now.
You're seeing Bukele saying he can't do anything about it, and you're hearing the Trump administration saying they can't do anything about it. What do you make of the contradiction here?
Well, I think, of course, anybody who's been following this knows that's preposterous on both sides. I mean, the United States is paying El Salvador to put him in prison there, along with others. And the attorney general, I heard, said that we sent a plane down to El Salvador to bring him home. And so now you have the president of El Salvador saying he doesn't have the power to release him, which, of course, is absurd on its face because he controls this prison. So this is just, you know, an effort by President Trump and President Bukele to point fingers at each other when we know that he could be let out of prison immediately, as the court has ordered, if anybody actually wanted to lift a finger. They clearly don't, which is why we're going to keep pressing until they do.
Now, Supreme Court expert Senator will say that the word facilitate is the sticking point here in the Supreme Court's decision that they made last week. And if they would have been more clear that maybe Abrego-Garcia would be back or would be coming back. So how do you think this is going to play out if there's all this back and forth and legal wrangling where it appears that they don't want him to be returned?
Well, the Supreme Court has ordered that the United States government facilitate his return, 9-0. And the federal district court judge has made it very clear that he needs to come home because he was illegally deported. The Trump administration has been lying through its teeth about his past. So this is the moment where we need to call out both the Trump administration as well as the president of El Salvador. Of course, the president of El Salvador has the power to release a prisoner in a prison in El Salvador. So this is obviously an effort by both presidents to point the finger somewhere else when they both actually have the power to bring him home and to facilitate his return.
Mr. Abrego-Garcia was accused several years ago of being a member of MS-13, but it found that he was not. What do you make about that part of the legal case, that this is an innocent man who has been taken away in this method? What do you make of that particular part of the case? Is that something that can be pursued legally here?
Well, look, I've been fighting against MS-13 long before Donald Trump even knew who they were. So this is not about fighting MS-13. Of course, we all want to go after MS-13, but as you point out, the courts have never found him to be a member of MS-13. He was here legally. In fact, the courts determined that if he was returned to El Salvador, his life would be endangered by MS-13 and other gangs. So the courts have been clear about this. I mean, as you know, it's pretty rare to get a 9-0 ruling from the Supreme Court. So this is a very important moment in terms of our Constitution and the balance of powers, because if President Trump continues to thumb his nose at the federal courts, both the Supreme Court and the federal district court, then we're even in worse shape than we already are, which is in a really bad position given the massive lawbreaking going on by the Trump administration in many other areas.
Senator, when will you decide if you're going to go to El Salvador? And then what are you hoping you can accomplish while you're there that you really think is possible to accomplish?
I plan to go later this week if Kilmer Abrego-Garcia is not returned. And my purpose would be, number one, to check on his condition and well-being. But obviously, the main purpose would be to talk to the president of El Salvador or the government authorities there to secure his release and return home. I mean, again, I think I just heard the attorney general of the United States, Pam Bondi, say that the United States would provide a plane for him to come back on. So all the president of El Salvador has to do is actually let him out. I will point out that the Trump administration will be asking Congress for appropriations, monies that would help different countries, including El Salvador. That will have to be approved by the United States Congress. And I don't think anybody, certainly I will not support and will oppose strongly any efforts to support El Salvador if the president of El Salvador is not releasing a person who the U.S. courts have found is wrongfully detained.